Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
I don't know. I'm a bitch. I hope I'm pregnant. I feel like I'm so fired up.
You're raging.
I have so many hot takes right now. And I don't know. The internet will probably come for me. I just threw my phone down. I don't know, David. I'm getting to the point in my life where I feel like I have to call out bullshit. And if people, if they want to ignore it, no problem. If they agree with me and they want to come on the old phrase train, fine. I don't know. I'm really
well. Look, you were just calling out a little bit Beyonce about Dubai. I mean, the beehive is going to come for you, which I mean is worse than I think the tree hug is coming for you. That Teresa Giudice. You know, you're not happy with Beyonce today, and you're not happy with all sorts of other things.
I'm not happy with Beyonce, but and please correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, please correct me if I'm wrong. Because I by no means am any international whiz. All right, I mean I don't know shit. But all weekend long, all over TikTok everywhere, was Beyonce performing in Dubai at the opening of this Atlantis Hotel. Okay, I feel like one lonely LGBTQ plus person on Twitter, and I give him credit, said, wait a minute, why is she not getting a tremendous amount of backlash for performing in the UAE, a country where being gay is illegal, abortion is illegal, Sharia law is still legal, which basically, you know, is like people get lashings for various things. Some of it, by the way, is like good because they'll like, you know, if you like sexually abuse a child, they'll like whip you like 100 times. But I mean, you know, it's a little controversial for us. Again, America, we've made a ton of mistakes. You know, they're notorious, like Saudi Arabia for labor. Don't say child labor. I don't know about that. But I mean horrible labor laws where they work people to death for $2. So I'm just like, wait a minute. Like, why everybody all weekend long is just like, oh my God, she's the queen. She is. She's amazing. I could never do what she could do. Ever, ever. Okay. Lonely little me here in a podcast studio. All I can do is talk shit. I'm just like, do you guys realize, right? Like Jay-Z and Beyonce are the ultimate capitalists. Like, y'all realize this, right? And I love capitalism. Maybe when Saudi Arabia calls us and says, we want you to do a $100 million podcast at the Live Tour Golf Convention.
We'll do it.
We'll be like, selling our, bye, peace out. I don't care about human rights. Maybe I'll be that way and y'all can do, but am I crazy? I wish we had a live audience because I really want people to either check me or go, no, like this is true, but because it's Beyonce, no one's going to say anything. Like, help me here.
There's a lot going on. Before we talk about Teresa again and how she is just tearing up watching the show, realizing that her brother has said these things about her for all these years and how she's really over it, and she really is. They're capitalists. First of all, I've been to Dubai and Abu Dhabi. I used to have a life before Behind the Velvet Rope. Used to have a life, guys. 56 countries. All seven continents. Did I love Dubai? Yeah, I did. I mean, we had tea at the Burj, went to Abu Dhabi, did the mosque. I liked it. The only country I have really truly, it's like, I think I told this story before to someone. I went to Morocco with a friend of mine, we're there the whole time. We get on the plane to go home, and my friend was like, I just want to let you know, I didn't feel comfortable for once the entire time we were in that country, and for being gay. And I'm like, okay, first of all, thank you for telling me now. Like, I mean, hello, maybe you should have alerted me. Like, were we in some strange, I felt completely comfortable, and I've been liked everywhere. I felt completely comfortable in Dubai. The only place I personally felt scared the entire time I was there, love the country, but I was scared in Russia. Scared in Russia. That's just me. We went to a gay bar completely underground the last night. They like block your Grindr and everything, but like Russia scared me. I loved Dubai and Abu Dhabi. It's like you watch The Real Housewives of Dubai. I have an issue. It's not exactly what they show. It's not really like that. Could I ever live there? No, it's just, it's a little too... It's not all ritzy like that. There's a real rural side to Dubai, but loved it. And I love the Middle East. And it's just like, I think one of my favorite parts of the world. I would love to travel in more of the Middle East if it were safe. We'll talk about Teresa being done with Melissa and Joe.
Yeah, we'll move
and
on.
No, I mean, I also just wanted to say about capitalism. I mean, the Madonna ticket sold out in seconds. And I mean, front row, third row, seventh row is in the sixes, 6,000. So I've always paid $2,500 for Madonna. I've always sat in the first few rows. I'm having a real issue. I don't want to pay $2,500 and sit in row 19. And I also don't want to spend $6,000. So will I be going to the Madonna concert? Yes, I'm not going. I mean, that is my queen. I'm going to have to figure this out. I don't want to talk about it today. I am stressed out too.
Okay.
But I guess everyone is into capitalism, right? You want to hear Madonna's hits and you got to pay lots of money.
Okay. People can message me at the Sarah Fraser Show. I would love to know. I would love, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we've moved on and every country makes mistakes and we're just moving on. And I'm old. I have no idea. Okay. Moving on.
You're into capitalism and you're feeling liberal this morning. You got both sides going. I'm the same way when it comes to politics.
I'm into capitalism like before you're wealthy. But I mean, when you're wealthy, when you're worth $500 million, don't you have the power to make a stance and say, I'm not going to take $25 million from a country where, like you said, probably most of the time they don't do anything if you're gay, but they don't like gay people. I mean...
I don't know why. Well, I mean, The Real Housewives of Dubai got a lot of heat when it was announced. And I mean, here we are. People are we
getting a second season of Dubai?
Rumor is some of the cast is being changed up. And to that point. And then we also have to talk about this whole thing. Teresa's moving to LA. We got to talk about that. You know, Teresa's moving. Well, she's okay. Let me back up. She's not moving. She says she's open to relocating outside New Jersey. She wants somewhere warm. Her good friend Dina's out here. Although Dina's husband said, I see red flags with Louis. Let's not hang out with those two anymore. And now they didn't go to the wedding and they don't hang out. Her daughter, her last child, the youngest one, is not going to college for 4 years. So first of all, everybody, let's deal with Teresa moving outside New Jersey in 4 years. A. B. Teresa will never leave the Real Housewives of New Jersey, nor will she ever get fired. And I mean ever. So let's just put that down. I'm not necessarily a fan of hers, giving you the facts. If Teresa moves to LA, I promise you, for $2 million a year, she will rent a house, keep a house, be in New Jersey for the 4 months or 3 months that they film this show. I don't care if her permanent resident and tax returns and all her sex and going down on Louis and five times a day is in LA. She will physically be in the state of New Jersey and Bravo will allow it. And they will still call her a Real Housewife of New Jersey. So she's not changing franchises. That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my entire life. I won't even entertain it. She's not hanging with the girls in Beverly Hills on TV and becoming a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills or the OC. She's not going to be the first person to be a housewife of two states. This is absolutely ludicrous. I cannot even entertain this. It is so ridiculous. I am riled up about this. Maybe she will move to LA in 4 years, but I might be dead in 4 hours. It's possible. It's physically possible. Today might be my last day on earth. So I will worry about this thing with Teresa in 4 years, guys. We should put this under the rug now. And in 4 years, we'll talk about it. But I promise you one thing, 100%, if the paycheck is still there, and as long as the show's on the air, they're not firing Teresa, whether she lives in Alaska, Dubai, Cambodia, India, or Pakistan, she will still be a real housewife of New Jersey, living in the state of New Jersey for 2 point something million during the filming season. So her second home, and she can call LA home, she'll still be on the show. There, now we ended it. You got me riled up.
I know, and yes, I'm fired up too. I don't know why.
They say, I wasn't. Thank you, Sarah Fraser.
I know, I'm sorry. You know,
but they say we're having a second season of Dubai. And I have to say, for all of my complaining about Salt Lake, I guess that's one step above Dubai. Because if I don't have you on my show, I'm not watching. And we had Carolyn Stanberry on this podcast right before the season. And the season started and I watched two episodes. And then I'm like, I'm not getting Sarah. I tried. I'm not getting this one. I'm not getting that one. I literally think I've seen three episodes of Real Housewives of Dubai.
I think I watched one.
Ask me for my card back. I should be revoked from podcast host of Behind the Velvet Rope. But I'll watch when someone comes on. So at least with Salt Lake, I lasted half a season and then trashed it all. But I'm not watching until, you know, if Meredith Marks wants to come on next week, I'll go and have to catch up on all this shit. Same thing with Potomac. I've kind of fallen behind on Potomac.
I've fallen behind too. And I need to, those are my gals. So I need to get back on that train. Dubai, the only way I would tune back in is if Phaedra Parks joins the Dubai cast, and that would make it spicy and I would do it. But I'm not invested. I don't care. I'm actually shocked to hear that they may be getting a season two. That's like great. I mean, good. If it's
apparently
working.
They're having, I mean, that's the thing, guys. I hear everything and people tell me things and I know all these people. So whether I watch or not, I mean, but I hear that they're having trouble with a lot of the filming. It's like filming in New York. It's hard. It's easier in the suburbs to say, I'm going to mom and pop's restaurant and we're going to clear out and we're going to film a dinner. I mean, that's what they do, guys. They film like a dinner scene at like 2 p.m., like in between the shifts. And that's how you get restaurants. But Dubai, it's hard to film in. So, but yeah, I mean, they're getting a season two. So, I mean, for everyone out there, I know there's some people that liked it. Yay. And there you go. And yes, Teresa is truly done with Melissa and Joe. And I mean, if we even need to say that, there's no coming back. And I stand behind that. I think this is Melissa's last season, period. That's that.
It's going to be so fascinating to say.
I mean, no, this I'm sticking with. Okay. Do you know what I do want to talk about?
What? Tell me.
I'm sorry to like just be all over the place and rush things along. Because I've said this, I'm so obsessed with Tori Spelling that she said that she spent $400 on Denise Richards' OnlyFans.
I love Tori.
I get it.
Have you paid money to see her, Denise?
Here's the thing. I got to start with Denise, and then I have to do Danielle Staub. Then I have to do Catherine Dennis is now on from, I guess.
Well, of course, she's no longer on Southern Charm. So
let
it rip. Why? You know what? By the way, our fans did want us to talk about that. And I forgot to bring it up to you. I actually didn't even investigate. I'm so bad about some of these other Bravo shows. Like, I'm terrible about Vanderpump Rules. I'll only get into it if you force me. I just don't care. I don't care about Summer House. I don't care about Winter House. I know tons of people do, though. So I need to get on the wagon. And during COVID, I did watch a season of Southern Charm, and I actually loved it. I loved it, loved it, loved it. Why did Catherine get fired? Do you have any insight?
Listen, so I had Catherine on this podcast, and then it came out, and it was all this press. And like, I don't like to break the fourth wall when it comes to networks and stuff, but like, how can I put this? You know, I always either A, think like a producer, or B, think like the corporate NBC machine. So
yes.
When Catherine was on my show and there was all this press about some things and like whether she was still with Caleb or not. And like, let's just say that the corporate machine, which is, and like they were, well, normally when my show gets trash press or whatever, they don't care. Like Bravo doesn't care if you know Alexia comes on my show and trashes Larsa. They don't care. They care if it involves producers and like the big things, right? But they don't care if these women are taking the bullets. And you know, so it's like when so-and-so says this and it's such a negative headline about my show, Bravo never cares. It's like, David, do it. We're too busy. Who the hell are you? You're such a little peon. So when the network is kind of upset it's like there's a reason. Like, you okay. see what I'm saying? Like, sure, I think sure. like either A, a producer, or B, it's almost like I really think, like, what are you not telling me? Like, right? Like, what's really behind this? I think that's why people listen to this podcast, because I know that this is not all real. So I believe, I don't want to get into too many deals, but because this corporate regime is now questioning press and they need dates and times, and that never really happens. It's like around the same time that there was this rumor about like Caleb and Catherine, and there was some physical stuff. And this is the rumor. This is not confirmed, but you know, like she had the black eye, and people are saying that it could have been like some physical altercation between these two. None of that was proven, but it just was like,
it's got too weird. Messy.
It's weird to me that like, I mean, a network's not going to call and say this, like, David, we need to know this and this, and, you know, this is like, but the fact that you're sniffing is enough for me to say, like, maybe this is true. Like, maybe there are legal things, even whether it's not that, and that he gave her a black eye. And I'm not saying that. It just got me to be like, I think there's something legal here that's going on between Catherine and him. And I think this is right. Plus one equals two. That is the bottom line. These are not coincidences that happen in life, right? Like when something happens that is out of the ordinary, it's like the same thing. Would I go back to like the Ramona and the Ebony and the investigation? And now Ramona's going like it's a corporate. I'm just like, something to me seemed weird. That why do you care what fucking Catherine is saying on Page Six from behind the velvet rope? Because you never care about any hundreds of thousands of other stories. It just was a weird thing. And they'll never say that. It's always like a little sniff, a little this, a little we're upset. And I'm like, this is weird. So I just think, I don't know if it was that and it's tied to the black eye, but I think something is between Caleb and Kat. Something happened. It got dark in lawsuits. And I think then it also got like that Catherine just, I loved having Catherine on my show. Loved. But I get the impression, look, I mean, the whole thing with her kids and she lost custody. And this is, I'm not
yeah,
coming for her at all.
Yeah, they've gone back
and forth. I'm not, right. And I'm not coming for Catherine. I thought she was lovely. I just think that she is probably not completely well. That is true. And I say that with a heavy heart. I put her in, and we're going to talk about some other people on your list here that I see. But I put her in like that Kim Richards category of like, it's not a criticism. It's not like mental illness is a real thing. We all have issues. It's just more like, I don't know. I just think it's something going on with her. I really do. And I say that not in a happy way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you asked a question, Sarah. I'm answering your question. You say people are reaching out to you and what. This is the narrative.
They have.
And I tie it into her being on my show. And I have him coming up, guys. I have Caleb coming up. It was recorded a little while ago, but I talked to him. And I mean, we didn't get into all of this, but like, I don't know. I really feel there's something there with her where it's, and I don't think she quit. No, she got fired. And so it's just like, do I think Southern Charm should exist without Catherine? I don't actually, I don't. It's like, you know, but I think for them to get rid of her, it's a bigger thing. I think it's something's going on, whether it's legal or mental, and something's not well.
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, I wish her nothing but the best.
I know. Her kids are so cute. You know, I hope it works out. So, but yes, people did want to know our take or what information we had on it. So I think that's a great, I mean, you know, this is what I love about you, David Yontif. You've worked on the corporate side. You're a lawyer. Say you're a lawyer one more time. But you have this great insight where I have always been the talent. And I think everyone can understand from listening to these shows why I'm not management. And, you know, it's just like, so I always, it's crazy to me when they fire, like, you know, people that are basically stars on these shows. But I think... Yeah, I think you're absolutely spot on what you're kind of surmising, even though nothing's been confirmed.
Right. I mean, like, Catherine needs money. So it's really simple to say, like, hey, girl, there's no raise. You know, here's your same contract. We're not negotiating. Take it or leave it. And she would have taken it. I mean, she wouldn't have been happy, but they would have said, you can be fired or take, you know, even $20,000 pay cut. Like, she would have signed it. She was not saying no. She could try to play hardball, but she's not saying no.
Right.
So that's it. And that's like, it's something big. It's something big. So it feels yucky. I tie it into this past interview, not to get everyone to go listen to that, but when people are sniffing from a corporate about an interview that I did, it's like, why do you care? And it was tied to press. And it was like, this smells legal to me. Okay. So I love the woman. Remind me that I have something major to drop about the Roni legacy. Remind me this, because I don't see it on your list here. But Tori Spelling on Denise's OnlyFans. No, so I need to circle Catherine. Back. Right. So I need to do Catherine's OnlyFans. I need to do Danielle Stubbs. Tori's like, so Tori said just what I thought. Like, Denise is like, you know, Tori made a fake account, which of course, you know, that's her friend. And they were just like, well, if you tip us, we'll show you a little more. And then you tip, and then it's like, well, you're not, I mean, a little more is not really like negative. It's not really naked. And then they'll say like, well, if you give us like a gift, a bonus, like we'll like respond to your DMs faster. This is how you do it. Denise Richards' daughter
genius.
Joining OnlyFans is the best thing that happened to Denise Richards. Cause I guarantee you the daughter is not making what mama is making.
Oh, well, no. I mean, you know, Denise is very famous, very famous, you know, sexy, super 90s star, you know, early 2000s, like gorgeous, gorgeous. And of course, married to, you know, Charlie Sheen, who's probably arguably one of the most, you know, controversial, well-known stars ever in Hollywood. Yeah, I mean, it was great. Tori basically said she made this anonymous OnlyFans account. She got on Denise's sexy OnlyFans. She's seeing Denise, you know, kind of naked. But of course, if you give us $25 more, you'll see like Denise likes whole vagina, you know, like she's doing that. $50, you know, Denise will send you a personal message, you know. So basically, it was a really cute story. And Tori said by the end, she had basically given Denise $400. And I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, you're right. Denise is raking in the cash.
And I don't think, I mean, look, I'm not on it and I don't know, but I think that goes fast. Like, I don't think like 400 is like, you know, okay, well, now we're going to engage. Like, I think 400 is like, wait, I got nothing and I just spent $400. Like, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, go into the, okay, here's like a little need. Like, now I'm just in my panties and a bra. There's no nakedness. But really, if you go into this room, then it's going to get more. And then you go in and you're like, well, I'm going to still be clothed, but I'm going to turn around now. So then you just see it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think Tori got a lot for her $400 over here is what I'm saying. No, I think it's like, look, I don't think Denise is same thing when Larsa was on. Like, I don't think Denise is full on doing porn on OnlyFans.
You don't think it's like full nudity? Oh, I think it is.
You do? I don't think so.
I think you're seeing a lot of Denise. Yes.
Well, why didn't Tori pay a little more? Come on, girl.
Because
I know daddy didn't leave you anything and you blew through it, you know?
Tori knows a budget now. I love Tori's Spelling. Tori's living like the rest of us. No, Tori goes, I've got 8 kids to put through college. No, 400 is my cutoff. So good for you, Tori. Have you had Tori on your show? Tori's like a dream guest of mine. I love her.
She's a dream guest of mine. Her and I have a complicated history.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have to get into that at some point. But we have a history together, me and Tori.
Okay.
Honestly. So there you go. Okay. So it's not as easy as you think. I've had Jenny Garth. I've had Gabrielle Carteris. We love circling around 90210. But no, I've never had Tori. We have a complicated history. Okay. Yeah. For everyone who thinks I just make this shit up, I couldn't make this shit up if I tried. But I'm not sure Tori Spelling would want to take my calls or anything. We really have a misunderstanding of epic proportion, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I say, you know, behind the velvet rope and I know all these people, like Tori and I have had a moment and I really love Tori. I truly do because it's a really big misunderstanding, but I think Tori Spelling hates me. There we go. That is it. Sarah's like, let's scrap the entire rest of the show.
I was going to say, do you want to get into it, the story, or would you rather another time?
How about this? when I am, I will do it.
All right.
But not
all
right,
right
now.
No, it's fine. We'll put
it on your
about.
List. It's literally probably a whole episode. Literally. But okay. I mean, it's complicated. Like, I know Tori. Like, we've hung out and we have a whole history together, okay. Her and I. Oh. So, but would I love her on this podcast? I would. Tori's a dream guest. Yeah. Shannon Doherty's a dream guest. Misha Barton. Like, Lindsay Lohan. I like Amanda Bynes. I like a little bit of, and I say this with all due respect, like a little bit of like the Hollywood train wreck is what I like. You know, those are the ones I want. Okay. I want Amanda. I want Lohan. I want Tori. I want Shannon Doherty. And I want, and by the way, no one has really seen Shannon post in a long time. So I really hope she's okay. Cause I mean, I hope she's not sick, and I want Misha Barton. So there you go. OnlyFans Denise Richards. There you go. You don't even have to give us a credit. What do you want to talk about next? Do you want to talk about?
Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Ask me one word to describe Hungry Root, a weekly meal kit subscription box. Delightful. You want your life back? Order Hungry Root. And right now, Sarah Fraser Show listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. What do I love about Hungry Root box kit service so much is because they have 10-minute meals. I am so over meal kits where you do so much chopping and mixing. Hungry Root allows you to mix and match. So if you enjoy doing that, you can do it, but they even have 10 and 15-minute meals. Get ready to have your life back and eat healthy. Plus, you can pick keto, or if you love meat like I do, bring on the meat lovers, baby. Right now, Hungry Root is offering TSFS listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. And don't forget to use our link so they know that I sent you. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFTdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
This makes me mad.
What?
It makes me not mad.
Okay.
It makes me like, okay, well, first of all, let's talk about Salt. This isn't what makes me mad. Let's do this before we get to Heather Day's new house, which makes me mad.
Oh,
let's talk about the fact that Salt Lake is rumored to be adding 3 new women, and Andy Cohn is saying, like, I have gold casting. So Andy is now hinting that he has uncovered gold in Salt Lake.
Again? So gold has struck twice.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
He's saying basically like, okay, we're going to recast because we have 4 housewives now. 4. Meredith, Lisa, Heather, and Whitney. Jen Shaw's going to jail, prison. Let's call it prison because it's federal. And I'm assuming that none of these newbies are staying. I know we like Angie H the best out of all 3. I agree, but I don't think she's staying. So Andy's like, okay, recasting. We're looking for 3 women and we have gold. I have gold coming.
I love it.
Do you believe this? Do you believe this?
I do. Because, you know, he said this about the original Salt Lake. He said, no one gives a rip about Salt Lake City, Utah, but we have this friend group that is going to blow your mind and y'all are going to love it. And we did. We loved everything. I mean, it's provided some of the biggest scandals now. I mean, Mary Cosby was like one of the most unique, I mean, hard to figure out. Although I feel like you and I, our theory on her church has kind of, I stick with that. Although, you know, we don't have any, it's all alleged. We don't have any proof of that or anything. So I believe him. I do. I think it could be really good. I love the 4 women. Well, obviously Jen's gone, but, and I like Angie H a lot. They're saying that maybe Angie H could still, some of these women could still be friends of the show. So I think we're going to still see them. I believe him. Do you?
Here's the thing. And then we're going to get, I'm looking down because when I look down, I'm Googling something. Well, I'm going to get into this because people have been saying things. No, I want a headline. Standby. Sorry. So people have been giving me suggestions. Now, do I believe Andy? No, I don't actually. Now I go, no, I really don't. I go, it's like I laughed a few weeks ago. I'm like, who are you going to, I mean, We've
you don't think, like, there are diamonds in the rough in Salt Lake or around Salt Lake or just moving there, or they've had somebody in their arsenal who they've wanted to place? I mean, I go back to
Lizzie
Sabetsky.
I find you need like a real connection. So it needs to be someone who is like, I dated Seth before Meredith, and now I'm best friends with Whitney, and every time I see Meredith and Seth, it's really awkward. Like, there needs to be an attractive, wealthy, mentally stable, but completely off-center woman that is truly, deeply connected to one, no, not to one, to 2 or more of these 4 women. So it's like, Lisa Barlow, let's sit down, talk to me, right? I mean, that's how this show started. That's why I think it worked. This wasn't cast. Like, right?
Well,
these people knew each other. They actually knew each other. When this show was brought to Bravo, it's like, here is you and I are casting stuff. What is the number one thing that we're told every day when Netflix slams the door in our face and we're taking a meeting? This isn't Salt. No one wanted Salt. Like, this is set in Salt Lake because these people knew. So I think it needs to be like Meredith. So this woman, you know, Meredith. How does she know Lisa? No. Does she know Heather? Okay, forget it. Who next? Like, it needs to be someone connected, related to one of these women. That's a real connection, and maybe 2, and then I'll start to believe it. That is it. I don't really believe it. No, I don't know who they're going to find. I don't think they can find some crazy person that's going to enter. It needs to be someone intertwined. Now, I had Marie Osmond on my show. She lives in Utah. I asked her. She's like, you're insane, right? Really? She's like, I love Andy, but never. You know who is suggested? And then Demi Moore lives in Utah. She's not doing it. Oh, let me turn this. You know who someone suggested?
Who?
Which would be so fucking good.
Who?
You better sit down.
I'm seated.
You better sit down.
Planted.
Now, hear me out. Katherine Heigl. She lives in Utah.
I mean, that would be, can you? I mean.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic.
Dropped.
Does she
need it though, David? Because I think she's got a little bit of a comeback going on, right? Isn't she doing some films?
Little bit of a comeback, but you know, not the same as really exiting the number one show. Grey's Anatomy, guys, I don't know if you're here in the 19th season. Guess why? Is it as good as its heyday? I don't know, but it's going strong. Ellen Pompeo just left and she's doing the voiceovers and she's still, she has a little bit of a comeback look. She has that, I don't know if she'll do it. She has that reputation, right? And she's spoken out and said, like, I understand where that comes from. And she explains where it comes from, but she doesn't shy away from it completely. She's like, I'm a woman who speaks up for myself. So here's, of course, this bitch narrative, but she has a little bit of an edge, Catherine. And let's face it, when these producers get a hold of you, it doesn't matter what your plan is, you go south. So it's going to be Catherine. She's a well-known. It could do for her what it did for Rinna. It could.
I know. I mean, look at Rinna.
She wouldn't take shit from these women.
Could be hot. And hot.
She's not A-list. Like, she's not Nicole Kidman, who was never as good to do it. Like, Demi Moore. I mean, she's a name that was put in front of me. And I'm like, I love this idea. Now, I don't know if this is Andy's gold. I don't know if anyone else is thinking about it. I think it would career revive her. And girl, like, here we are all these years later after Grace. Just go this route. Just go the reality route. Do you know what I mean? Like, just do it. She has her husband is cute. I think he's a singer. He's cute. She has, two adopted children, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, right.
This is a right. We are feeling this, guys.
I'm feeling this.
I don't know if she's in Salt Lake. I don't know where in Utah she is, but this is a minor point, okay? We'll get her to Salt Lake if she's six towns over, put her on the back of the truck and drive her on down and push her off on the side of the road in Salt Lake, right?
I love it.
I am all for this. So, right? Do you love this idea?
Yes, I love it. I love it. Yes, I couldn't love it more. I mean, probably Marie Osmond has so much money. She just doesn't need maybe the
and
drama.
She's also not really the age demographic they're looking for.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I do think that if Marie Osmond were serious, they probably would entertain that. You don't think so?
I mean, listen, she's very religious, so she has that aspect, which Salt Lake likes to, delve into. No, I think she's not. Catherine Heigl, that's it.
Catherine Heigl would be amazing.
And somebody on YouTube threw this out there. So I don't know your name. I forgot who said this, but that's where I heard. It's not like someone thought of this. And I said,
brilliant.
Wow.
You're genius, so I said, whoever did.
Yeah, whoever did. And it's like, I literally just don't have it in front of me. It was like weeks and months and years ago that I read this comment, but it stuck with me. So when Andy says gold, that's where my mind goes. But I don't think so. I think we can only hope.
Now, wait a second. While we're on Salt Lake, what did you think this week of Jen Shaw's posting about the one-on-one with Andy Cohen, which is now not happening? And she makes it sound like it's because of her, because she is not going to speak on various legal things. That Bravo has basically said, we're going to ask you these questions. What was your take on that statement? Like,
I'm looking for it because I read it.
I've got it here. On January 6th, I won't read it all, but basically she says, on January 6th, I stood before Judge Stein, asked him to see me not as a fictionalized character, but as the real Jen Shah. I am now at a point legally, emotionally, and mentally where I can answer some questions and provide a few unknown details about my case. I want and need to share these critical facts. I owe it to those that love and support me to hear the truth. I will not be doing the one-on-one with Andy Cohen and Bravo because of their unwillingness to remove contractual provisions that would allow the network to legally make misrepresentations of me and my story relating to any and all topics prior to and during the course of my participation. Then she goes on, you know, many people that support me, blah, blah, blah. I will share my story and this painful part of my life very soon, Jen Shah. Thoughts?
I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of thoughts. You know, I can't believe I'm saying this.
What?
I can't believe I'm uttering these words.
Tell.
Well, I mean, basically what she's saying is like, I signed a contract when I started this. And the contract says I have absolutely no, I mean, that's what the Bravo contract says. As in the business, Sarah, you know, as any reality
I just signed
TV.
One. I will not reveal what it's about, but my husband and I are going to be doing some TV appearances and we just signed one. Which
really?
Basically says, even further, we have the right to use your image, what you say, any way we want, any way we want to edit. We can edit out of sync. We can edit. Yes. Yes. I will tell you offline. I cannot announce it at all now, but I will tell you offline. But we just signed one. And my husband was like, I have a, like, this is crazy. And I said, well, you can't, you better be careful what
sign
you
it.
Say.
Sign it, sweetie.
We signed it. We signed it.
No, I mean, right. So that is what you sign, and that is how it works. And
yes.
We can edit any way, and we can edit out of order. And this is just what it is. We will edit it any way we want. So that's basically what she's saying, that she's going to sit there and tell what she believes is her truth, and that it could be edited in any way. So, I mean, I can't believe I'm uttering these words. I tend to believe this.
Oh, wow.
I tend to believe that Andy wanted this and the network wanted it. Like, why wouldn't they want it? And she's, you know, and they're just like, we can edit it any way we want. And someone is like, girl, now a lot of fans and people are saying, yeah, you're afraid, girl. Like, you're afraid to, like, face the questions and answers, and now you pled guilty. So a lot of people online are like, that she's afraid of, you know, Andy's not going to come there with his, like, dick up his ass. You know, he's not going to be, you know, on RuPaul's Drag Race with a shit tucked behind his ass. He's going to come there with, like, a big heart on and, like, come for her in a nice, polite way, right? And people are like, she can't handle. Like, I mean, you said you were innocent. I mean, question one, you said you were innocent for 9 months. You said it on the reunion. You said it to the whole world and you pled guilty. You know, you're guilty. So what was that about when you pled innocent? Next question. Why'd you lie to us in Bravo and Meredith for Stevie? I mean, as light as the questions are, she's going to have. So people are saying, really, she's
afraid.
Wait,
you don't think it's about money? You don't think that maybe the money was like really low to do this special? And she figured, I'll write a book in jail?
Yes, that's my third thing I'm getting to. I think that this smells like a money. Yeah, she's basically saying, I'll tell my story soon. Well, everyone wants it now. Listen, she's not speaking for free. Period. So she would have gotten money and she wants more. Yeah.
Period.
As she should. I mean, you have like $6 million of restitution to pay back. Like, yeah. Mind you guys, let's just put this in perspective. Let me just put this in perspective, everyone, because I know lots of people who wrote housewife books. Like, we can all, like, you know, get off on ourselves. And I wrote a book and all of this. Like, very few housewife books really succeed and really make a lot of money and people really get paid a huge, you know, Harry, that book that sold 1.4 million copies, the biggest first day, he got paid a shitload of money.
Well, right. Cause now,
we have a new memoir coming out now and it's from a woman named Pamela Anderson. I would tend to think Pamela fucking Anderson got a shit boatload of money for her fucking book. Let's keep going, guys. Like, there are people that get Jen Shah, you know, listen, is there money there? Absolutely. Will she get a book deal? Absolutely. Is this going to break the bank? No, there's no $6 million for a fucking book. You know what
I
mean?
No, but I bet she could secure a $1 million book deal. I mean, people,
Probably. I mean, a million.
I think she could get a million. And, you know, if you've got 6 million in restitution there, you've just knocked off a six. You know, I mean, I don't know. Yes. I think she could get a million because people are curious. You know, people want to know, and this was in the finale of Salt Lake, what was that piece of evidence or that person, what was the thing that was so much, so overwhelming that they were not going to be able to, you know, or maybe it was just, look, you roll the dice with a judge and a jury. Which it sounds like in these federal cases, Joe Giudice said this, you settle with the feds. You just don't go because the feds have endless resources. We saw this with the Chrisleys, endless resources, endless abilities. It's very hard to beat the feds. So maybe, you know, they said to her, you're rolling the dice for 22 years. You know,
is that what it was? Or the difference could have been like 30. No. I mean, like, I didn't even think it was 22 total. I thought it was like 30 to 40 total that she could have gotten.
I think so. Yeah, I think it was super high. I mean, I tend to think.
Listen, that's why every fucking case always settles. Civil, defamation, whatever it is. I'm suing you for stealing my business idea. Every case. They're like, you could win at trial, and that's going to be $250 for a civil trial, and you might lose. And so you're like, this person is, you know, you're suing for $100,000. This person is offering you $15,000.
Yeah, but sometimes your lawyer,
you want $100 or you want $15 today. And every time they all settle. 99, they all settle. Yeah, sometimes your lawyer says don't settle. Yeah, but they all. So I mean, right? So. Do I really think there was one piece of evidence? Maybe, but right. It could have just been like,
I think she was looking at, and I can't remember. Did the Chrisleys get their sentences before? No. She pled guilty before she knew their outcome.
But I think someone said like, you're going to go to trial and this is the feds, you know, you're and the judge, everyone's going to be pissed off. And then that's it. This is up to 40 years. So you're going to lose at trial. You might get 32 years or 19 years.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been probably huge.
Like, and they're like, we can't promise you anything. We can't promise you anything, but in our professional opinion, if you, you know, plead guilty, we expect 10 years at the most, 10 years at the most. And she says, okay, well, that's there. Like, we strongly advise you take your 10 years. And look, she gets 6.5. And it's all like, holy shit. If she went to trial, the same thing would be happening in March 13th. And it would be 31 years.
Yeah, she would have like gotten double six. Or more. Yeah.
And then when she hears six, wets herself and then takes everyone out for an Italian dinner.
Yeah.
This is why, people. This is why.
It's true.
So I don't know. I don't know if there's really a piece of evidence that was, but that's what they say. They say there's one thing that you absolutely couldn't have won on. I would like to know that myself. But I think before we wrap up, because we're going to have to go. We're going to have to talk about Heather's house the next time, because I'm not thrilled with Heather and this house.
Really? Why? I thought, oh, this is good. She's rich.
I've got some issues. But I think that's the whole thing, right? I think that is the, like, I think someone said to her, Bravo offered you, you know,
$250,000 right. or something.
And I don't even think it was that much. I would have think Bravo would have offered like $100,000, to be honest with you, like maybe even less. And they were like, girl, you save every word for your book. You have one play on this, right?
You have one play. You got one
play. Yeah. So I think someone's like, and it's against everything. This monster, I'm going to say the word monster. This monster stands for, because this monster loves fame even more than money. I mean, she was making money, girl. You should adjust. And she didn't get caught because of the show. She did not get caught because
of Salt
Lake.
No, they were watching her long before that.
Yeah, but she loves the fame. I think it took everything in her power to have a lawyer draft this statement. I think Jen Shah would love to go sit down with Andy Cohen. She would wet herself to have a one-on-one special. The only people in history were Teresa, Nene Leakes, Bethany Frankel, and Jen Shah. She would have loved that. But no, I think someone's like, girl, it's get the fame out of your head, because you need to hold out for your $1 million book deal and just shut the fuck up. And I think that they had to handcuff her in her own home to not say yes to this, but she passed. So that's what I think it is. I do think it's a money fight. Yes.
Well,
Sarah, next time we have so much to talk about. I can't wait. I cannot wait for another episode with Sarah Fraser. Listen to Behind the Velvet Rope and the Sarah Fraser Show, right?
Love you. Yes.
All right. I'm going to see you very soon for a new episode.
Bye, gorgeous.
Bye.